With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Remember this quote, brevity is the soul of wit. Shakespeare?
That's Shakespeare.
We'll get to that in a minute, but we're going to go to the real Shakespeare.
That was the real Shakespeare.
The real Shakespeare that's going to be heard at Shakespeare in Delaware Park?
Sure sign of summer, Shakespeare in Delaware Park opens.
And Richard III is what is going to be performed?
The Tragedy of Richard III. One of my favorites. I love Richard III. He's just so nasty.
Oh, my God. He's more than nasty. He's evil.
Evil, but funny. Evil but funny.
You got that little hump on his
back. Gotta love that. And Tim Newell portraying Richard III. I think that this will be a fabulously good time.
Oh, my God. I think he will just roll it around in his mouth and spit it out at us and make us love it.
He's a favorite of Shakespeare in Delaware Park, has been for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's wonderful that they're giving him a title role to play. Richard III, of course, is the Duke of Gloucester who decides that he wants to be king and is willing to murder anyone in his path.
And everyone does end up getting murdered, including Richard.
And they all come back in a dream to haunt him the night before he gets invaded and begs for a horse, and it all goes very badly for him. But you don't feel sorry.
I like the other quote from Richard III.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
Mm.
Talking about brevity and the soul of wit, we've spoken enough about Shakespeare to take it to BUA Takes 10.
You know, there are a number of short works festivals happening at the moment, and the BUA Takes 10, that's Buffalo United Artists, which has a LGBT agenda, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. I have to think about that. But they're doing 10-minute plays. This is the first time they've done it. They're doing a short works festival. They put out the call for submissions, 1-month window. They received almost 200 submissions from all across the United States and as far away as Iran.
Wow, next time make it a 3-day festival.
Well, they've chosen 11 plays. They'll be presented 6 times with curators Donna Hoke and Matthew Crayon Higgins at the BUA Theater starting this weekend.
Talking about short works, the Subversive Shorts 2012 showcase is going on as well.
They're old hands at this. This will be the 6th time that Subversive Theater Collective has done their short works festival. That's all left-wing, politically-oriented works. It's a lot of fun, and they have so many that they do an A program and a B program on alternate nights. There is one night when you can see all of them.
All of them.
All of them, if you'd like, yes. And it's a wonderful way for an audience to see multiple perspectives all in a single setting.
That should be pretty interesting to see.
Yes, I always enjoy it. I always enjoy that. I like the Buffalo Quickies when Alleyway does it, too.
Continuing in that same vein of short plays, in this case musicals, what do you think about musical fairs creating 4 musicals in 24 hours, right from the casting to the writing to the performing?
Isn't that deranged? That's musical fair 24 hours. It's being done at 710 Main Street, which is, well, we used to call it the Palace Burlesque. And then I used to call it the Palace Burlesque. It was Studio Arena for a long time, but we're having to call it 710 Main Street. And musical fair is doing 4 Buffalo set shows that I think they're working from photographs that donors get to choose which pictures get used to create 4 original musicals in 24 hours. And that's going up June 23rd at 8 o'clock at 710 Main, and that sounds like a good time.
That I definitely want to see. Ongoing is Da, the drama by Hugh Leonard, the Irish Classical Theater Company putting that on. I know that Da is a kind of a nickname for father, but what is the plot of Da?
Da is about a man who is sorting through the belongings of his stepfather who has just died, and he finds that he is, well, he's had a tumultuous relationship, finds he's embarrassed by his father, concerned about aspects of his own relationship, his father's relationship with his mother, but he also finds that he is haunted by the man's memory.
Oh, then he has a kind of an epiphany.
He has an epiphany that we find that people have impacts on our lives that we don't always anticipate, and that is the plot of Da.
It sounds like a fascinating premise, and it kind of gives you some insight into your own life, because all of us are affected by events that we never realize how important they can be.
And closing is Baby at Kaleidoscope, which has a nice company, and that's a David Shire musical. Oh, yes, also Richard Maltby, but we always mention David Shire because he's
because he comes from Buffalo.
He's from Buffalo,
of our homegrown talents.
Indeed.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.